Better understanding of food, genes, and physical traits will help design healthier diets for each person. Food for Me is an EU-funded project about personalized nutrition. Researchers within the Food for Me project recently published 4 research papers on the topic of ethics. One of the authors, Karin Nordstrom, assistant professor in religious studies at the School of Education and Communication, Jönköping University, Sweden, discussed the key issues they addressed. These relate to public concerns, knowledge gaps, integrating individual and cultural food values, earning trust, and addressing legal and privacy questions. The latest research papers were published on the 19th of March 2013. Can you summarize the results?
In the 4 papers, we look deeper into 4 areas of selected ethical issues and legal issues related to personalized nutrition. The questions addressed are, do we know enough? Meaning, is there sufficient evidence for personalized nutrition offerings? Does personalized nutrition promote empowerment or autonomy of patients or consumers? And another question is, how does personalized nutrition affect our understanding of food and our concept of health? And finally, what ethical issues arise in relation to consumers on the internet or direct-to-consumer concepts in personalized nutrition?
What research areas did your 4 papers address and what conclusions were revealed?
In the paper, Do We Know Enough? The aim is to shed light on the current disagreements, whether time is ready for offering personalized nutrition advice. The question is here whether the current knowledge base is sufficiently strong for taking on an ethically responsible form. Some main arguments are shown for 2 divergent positions. On the one hand, the scientific evidence for personalized nutritional advice is limited. And also, we don't know so much about how motivation of people is affected by the personalized advice compared to advice on population level. And on the other hand, the evidence for standard population-based dietary advice is also not always satisfying or accurate in relation to individual variation. So in a number of specific cases of gene-diet interaction, individuals may actually benefit. Then the second paper, Values at Stake, the aim there is to ask whether personalized nutrition strengthens or weakens individual autonomy. We discuss autonomy in relation to responsibility and trust. Information about personal health risks as well as dietary means to manage them might on one hand empower the individual, but with the possibility to manage health risks, there might also follow societal expectations to adjust one's lifestyle accordingly, which then again reduces personal freedom. In the paper, we speak about what we call the dilemma of individualization, which is caused by a conflict between the right to individual freedom regarding one's health and then societal interests, often related to health care costs, of course. And then in the paper Food and Health, the aim is to investigate and discuss how concepts of food and health interact with personalized nutrition. On one hand, a scientific perspective on food focuses on nutrition very much, but food is also connected to social contexts, to cultural values and identities. And health is, as a concept, also not necessarily just a descriptive concept, but it's also a value laden. Focusing more on health as well-being means also to open up for more individualized concepts of health. And there may be, for example, variations of the level of ambition with regard to one's health. And then the Consumers on the Internet paper discusses ethical conflicts associated with commercialization of personalized nutrition. Consumers are often positive towards receiving personalized nutritional advice based also upon genetic testing. But current direct-to-consumer offerings over the internet need consumer protection. So there is also an ethical issue about the tension between far-reaching promises given on the internet and the websites often, and then contrasting disclaimers. So from an ethical point of view, consumer protection is crucial. And there are questions of legal regulations there, how to further guarantee legal certainty by ensuring, for example, privacy, consumer protection and safety.
As earlier studies on personalised nutrition ethics were general reviews, how much deeper does your research go? What new knowledge does it add?
Different papers focus on different issues. The direct-to-consumer paper focuses on the gaps in the legal systems, and we suggest that existing rules should be safeguarded and developed. And those gaps in the legal systems have to be carefully identified and observed, while personalized nutrition offerings are growing as a phenomenon on the internet and in different countries. We also speak about fundamental rights, which have to do with the sensitivity of this kind of data, and also the risks posed by each step in the personalized nutrition processing. For example, the exchange of personal health data has to be taken into account, and sufficient guarantees for consumers against potential misuse has to be in place. When it comes to the discussion about how personalized nutrition affects the autonomy of consumers or patients, we point at the need to discuss ethically how to handle knowledge about individually varying health risks in society. And we speak about the importance of a discernment between prospective and retrospective responsibility for health. And by prospective responsibility for health, I mean that it is one thing to encourage people and to coach people to live healthy lives, to have a healthy diet, and to supply them also with tools to improve health control. But it is another thing then to retrospectively, so to speak, ascribe liability or accountability for personal health, both good health and bad health. So, for example, there is a socioeconomic aspect which influence always the personal possibility to actually have good health. And not all these aspects are always controllable. And when it came to the level of evidence question, we recommend a stepwise process, only offering personalized nutrition when there is really good evidence base. So by suggesting a stepwise process, we mean that we also should take into account psychological and behavioral effects of personalized nutrition, and we don't know so much about that yet. But as evidence increases, more cases of dietary intervention or recommendations will be based on knowledge that actually motivates personalized rather than population-based recommendations.
How do these conclusions feed into the scientific research being done by the Food for Me project?
On a general level, the Food for Me project has, from the beginning, involved an ambition to integrate ethical and legal aspects. And therefore, ethical issues such as the ones discussed now in these papers are part of the project's objective of an integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges of personalized nutrition. Right now, currently, the proof of principle study is ongoing. And as results from that study will be gathered and final reports will be drafted, we hope that our papers and the issues we raise will be helpful for the final reports and the final dissemination of the results of the project.
Your research identified many issues. What are the next steps of ethics research for the Food for Me project?
The next steps is a regulatory report on the legal aspects involved in personalized nutrition. Also, we have started to plan for a second workshop and a second report, which will be the result of that workshop, again, on ethical and legal issues, taking into account the ongoing studies in the project now. And also, we collaborate with other work packages in the project, such as Work Package 1, Business and Value Creation Models. We are there, for example, involved in the ethical analysis of future scenarios. And also, some of our work package members are now involved in the proof of principle studies as observing participants, in order to gather experience of personalized nutrition in practice.
Food for Me, an integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges for personalized nutrition.